harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 74. I typically make some sort of spiced curry once a week, and usually I would use some sort of store-bought sauce. But since I finally have access to a large number of fresh tomatoes from my garden, I decided to try my hand at a fresh mock-up. Before we get into the recipe, let's talk about the problematically vague term at play today, curry. I'm sure we all have an image that pops to mind, but if you ask around, this word refers to quite a lot of different foods, particularly across cultures. There is the curry leaf, curry powders of varying spice combinations, curry pastes, and curry cubes. When we think of completed meals, you might imagine an Indian-inspired dish of vegetables and meats in a thick sauce served with rice and naan. You also wouldn't be wrong to see a soupy, coconut milk-based Thai dish. And if you have experience with Japanese curry, you might be imagining a brown or yellow gravy-type curry. If you are wondering why English speakers might have all of these fairly different associations with a single word, the answer is European and specifically British imperialism. As far as anyone can tell, the term curry is an anglicized version of the Tamil term curry, which simply means sauce. That's it. Some may argue that's exactly what they mean, but under this logic, wouldn't spaghetti sauce also be a curry? Gravy on Thanksgiving turkey? Chocolate syrup on ice cream? While part of me loves this culinary chaos, if you want people to actually know what you are talking about, there might be some more specific terms that are useful to your purpose based on the types of flavors present in the sauce or the content of the meat and vegetables included. It's also important to note that the vast majority of Indian food that is available for purchase here in the United States is not the same as food available in India. Just like how there's a big difference between American Chinese takeout and the vast variety of food you can find in China, it's important to acknowledge the role that a diaspora plays in the permutations of their cultural cuisine across the world. Today's recipe is a perfect dish through which to examine the complex influence of colonialism and immigration on cuisine. Chicken tikka masala was by far the most ordered dish I ever served working at an Indian restaurant in Charlottesville, Virginia. It's been upheld by former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook as a true British national dish. Though similar to the butter chicken of Punjab, chicken tikka masala's popularity is hugely credited to South Asian chefs living in the UK in the 1970s. Without further ado, here is my decidedly inauthentic vegan masala sauce. Note that fresh tomatoes yield a much sweeter sauce than canned. You'll need 3 pounds of fresh tomatoes, 2 tablespoons of garam masala, 1/2 can of coconut milk, and you can use dairy milk or cream instead, 3 cloves of garlic pressed into a paste, and salt and pepper to taste. First, wash your tomatoes and cut a small X on the bottom. Scald them in boiling water for about 30 seconds, then place into ice water for 5 minutes. Peel and discard the skins. Heat the peeled tomatoes in a large pot on medium heat. Sprinkle in a few pinches of salt to aid the breakdown. As the tomatoes begin to simmer, add garlic and masala spices. Mash or use an immersion blender to break down the remaining chunks of tomato. Mix in the coconut milk and blend completely. Continue to simmer the sauce as you add salt and pepper to taste, and feel free to add more of any individual spices that may or may not be in the garam masala, such as cumin, coriander, whatever you would like. Once the sauce reaches the consistency you desire, enjoy as a curry for meat or vegetables, or simply as a dipping sauce. Only your mind can limit the ways to use this. You can find this recipe and all of my recipes online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you'd like to share your own recipe, sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. De-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-